Covering all of Southeast and South Central North Dakota, this is Dakota Country News with Steve Yernis.
Budget analysts say the North Dakota legislative session costs taxpayers $65,000 a day. That comes to about $5.6 million over an 80-day session. The North Dakota Constitution limits North Dakota legislative sessions to 80 days every 2 years. A proposal has been introduced that would add another 40 days. That would bump up the cost an initial $2.6 million. The legislature consists of 94 representatives, 47 senators. They're paid $157 daily when the legislature is in session. North Dakotans will see a huge property tax break if the K-12 funding bill passes in the legislative session. In Valley City, there could be a $3 million property tax break if the bill is signed into law. Even though the bill provides 80% of the funding to North Dakota schools in the formula, there is a measure of concern that worries Valley City Schools Superintendent Dean Koppelman.
We'll be approaching roughly an 80% level of funding if this all passes in its present form. The state will be paying school districts the mill levy reduction money, which takes the place of property taxes. They'll be paying its regular state monies in foundation aid, transportation. We all have to hope then that things go well at the state level. They're making these commitments, and are these going to be sustainable?
The bill is now in the hands of the North Dakota Senate. Farm Rescue Organization in Jamestown has added the Farm Rescue Foundation, a new nonprofit organization that helps farm families recover from injury or illness. Individuals may now apply for assistance in acquiring specialized non-medical equipment to overcome physical challenges. The founder of Farm Rescue, Bill Gross.
If a farm family maybe has had a severed arm or a severe injury, partial paralysis or such, the foundation can now provide some equipment such as electric tarp openers, grain bin openers, maybe a lift to get in a combine or such. So if any farm families are dealing with a physical challenge and need some help so they can continue farming, the Farm Rescue Foundation can help there.
For more information, log on to our website at www.farmrescuefoundation.org. One of the healthiest communities in the U.S. is Valley City and Barnes County, according to the Center for Disease Control, when it comes to eating and exercise. Young People's Healthy Heart Coordinator Sharon Bohr hopes to continue moving the community in the right direction. She said success wouldn't have been possible if not for the efforts of those associated with the Achieve on the Move and wellness policy.
Our goal with Achieve on the Move is to actually change the norms in our community so that it's easy for people to make healthy choices in terms of more physical activity and eating healthy foods.
Bohr delivered the news to the Valley City School Board during their regular board meeting earlier this week. That's our news. I'm Steve Yernis reporting. For more news, log on to our website, newsdakota.com, and follow newsdakota.com on Twitter. Use your Twitter account to keep up to date with news and sports with newsdakota.com. Follow newsdakota.com on Twitter and receive updates on your mobile device for every new addition to our news and sports content.